This morning, we speak with Rebecca Naylor, CEO of the Australian Breastfeeding Association. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Yes. Today, around the world, International Women's Day is being celebrated.
It is, and it's a, you know, terrific time to, you know, remind ourselves of what a remarkable contribution women make in the workplace.
Yes. However, up to this day, it seems Australia has a long way to go when it comes to gender equality, particularly in supporting new mothers or mother-to-be in the workplace. This is according to a recent Global Gender Gap report in which Australia dropped from its previous ranking from 15th. It is now ranked 36th. Tell us about these numbers.
Yeah, so that's right. We have dropped in the rankings, and I'm imagining that's partly because some countries are doing better than we are, and in some areas we're failing, you know, compared to where we used to be. And it's interesting to us here at the Breastfeeding Association that those countries with the least gender gaps, so the most equal, are also those countries, are amongst those countries with the highest breastfeeding rates. And so that's something to do with having supportive practices around facilitating women's return to work. And some of that relates to supporting women to continue to breastfeed their child or baby when they come back to work. Many women in Australia feel they have to make a choice. That shouldn't be the case. And so for some women, it means they reduce their hours or they don't return to work. And so we know that there's real opportunity for us to improve in that area.
Yeah. Which country are the topmost?
Yeah, Iceland is the least gender, has the greatest gender equality.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. What could be the reason or reasons there is still such a disparity when it comes to gender equality in the workplace for mothers or women?
Yeah, so for women, it's about having family-friendly workplace practices. So it's about having practices in place that allow women to... So, for example, some of the big gender gap relates to the number of women in management roles and the number of women in full-time employment. So women are overrepresented in part-time employment. And so for some women, that's a choice and that's what they would like. And for others, it's about not being able to juggle the demands of work and an unsympathetic employer with home life, I guess, and caring for children. And from our end, that also goes to not being able to continue to breastfeed their child because their employer doesn't have the necessary fairly simple practices in place to help them do that.
Aside from it's hard for women, especially first-time moms or moms, to breastfeed at the workplace, what other challenges that women or new mothers face when returning to work?
Yeah, so it's really, as I said, about the juggle and for some women, the real conflicted feeling they have about going back to work and having to put their child in the care of another person. So for some people, it's about not being able to get the childcare that they need, about having to come back to work because they're financially needing to do that, so not having adequate, for example, maternity leave provisions and so forth. So for some, it's about not being able to get back into full-time employment where that might be their preference, but because they can't get the childcare or they haven't got they're not in a job that allows them to have that flexibility, that's pretty difficult.
Mm. And what can or what should small and large businesses do to improve this situation?
So we have a program called the Breastfeeding Friendly Workplace Program, and we have three comprehensive toolkits that employers, both big and small, can work through to make their workplace more breastfeeding friendly. We'll support them to do that, and then assuming they meet the requirements at the end of that process, they would become an accredited breastfeeding friendly workplace. So that involves providing a private space where an employee can go to express breast milk during working hours, ensuring adequate time for a woman to express while she's at work, or for some employers, if they've got a childcare centre in the building, she might breastfeed her child, and then creating a supportive culture and communicating effectively across the whole organisation about breastfeeding support and making sure that all employees understand that it's an expectation that they support employees to continue to breastfeed.
And it's important for women to voice out what they need.
Yes, it's very important, and it can be hard, I think, to do that when you're coming back to work. So we have quite a lot of resources on our website to support women to be able to advocate for themselves when they're returning to work. So I'd really encourage both employers and women to come to our website to have a look at that information.
What's your website?
That's breastfeeding.asn.au.
Thank you very much, Rebecca Naylor, CEO of the Australian Breastfeeding Association.
Thank you.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online at mobile.